And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State School Superintendent Mark Johnson held a big press conference last week to announce proposed legislation that would give each school teacher in the state $400 a year that they could use towards classroom supplies. Given that teachers already spend an average of $480 of their own money each year, that sounds great, right? Not surprisingly, however, there's a catch. Johnson proposes to get the money for the new teacher stipend by stripping away around $40 million from local school district budgets. Some deal, huh? North Carolina school funding is already significantly less per pupil than it was a decade ago. Funding for classroom supplies is down 55%. As 2017 Teacher of the Year Lisa Godwin said when she figured out how the scheme would work and skipped Johnson's event, "We're already underfunded, period." The bottom line, as is the case in so many other areas of education, the problem with funding for classroom supplies is not a lack of choice for teachers. It's a lack of cash for schools. Lawmakers should reject Johnson's scheme for the disingenuous shell game it is. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.